Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Good job. You're learning how to read.
Wrong.
I want to go to the Great Smoky Mountains sometime. I think that'd be cool. I believe that's the most visited national park.
So, are we still in Deadpool land here, Craig, with some names?
No.
Okay. Oh, we're done? Oh, we're done. That's right. That's right. We want to repeat a bunch of them.
I did check into Wally Gator.
And he
does indeed stand upright and sits on his ass. It's like the rest of us.
All right. Has to pick up his tail then to sit down, right?
I'm guessing. Yeah. The image I'm looking at.
Right.
His tail is picked up, and he's sitting on the sidewalk for whatever reason. Like a gator would do. Also got this from Don't Say My Name. How about the uncle situation? Sugar uncle?
Which one? I've had two now. The great uncle was actually sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Was slipping it to her.
Not that one. The first guy we introduced. Who's got the relationship with
the woman. You don't want to hear great uncle slipping it to you, ever.
Who's got the sugar uncle going. Don't say my name. My girlfriend might be listening. Tell the guy to ride it out as long as possible. That means he doesn't have to pay for the crap she wants, and he can save a lot of money.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Keep the sugar daddy there for the expensive stuff.
That's
he keeps
funny.
Her happy with the expensive stuff. You know, unfortunately, there's usually some kind of exchange.
Well, usually, if that's a Lifetime movie, somebody gets murdered. I mean, that's a total Lifetime
and
movie.
It's the second guy.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, it's the uncle is the bad guy. He kills everybody and says I love you. That's how all Lifetime movies end. Believe me, I live in a land of Lifetime movies. Just walking past the TV, I know what's going on. And you said Lifetime's releasing a bunch of Christmas movies coming up, right?
Yeah, including cool. One that is the main characters are LGBTQIA whatever.
Are they doing dudes or chicks?
Yes,
chicks will be. More palatable for a lot of viewers.
I don't know if I remember correctly. It was guys, but I don't know.
So it's a gay Christmas.
But it's a Christian nation.
Because they did the Christmas stuff before, or like early on.
Oh, they always
pandemic.
Do.
Oh,
they,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or yeah. They, no, but
yeah, but they're coming out with 30 new movies this year.
Yeah.
Oh, new what?
For Christmas.
Yeah,
time.
The, okay. Yeah, that they've been making for
one a night all through December.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not airing them now.
No, these are new, including the one.
Yeah, because when
involving the gay characters,
the pandemic first broke out.
They were doing that to try to make people feel better,
to make everybody feel good. They rolled out a bunch of
we knew what we were doing
Christmas movies because we knew this would all be past us by Christmas.
Yeah, 1,000 dead a day. It is what it is, though.
Was on this date in 2009, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler fell from the stage during a performance in Sturgis.
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Broke his shoulder in the fall, suffered cuts to his gourd and back that required stitches.
God, I saw it. Yeah, there was
why did I think it was Alaska? Didn't he have an accident in Alaska?
That was back in the 90s.
That was in the 90s.
Really?
I had to wait on seeing Aerosmith for like an extra 6 or 9 months because of that accident.
Well, one time you drove the whole way to Kansas City and Wally World said Aerosmith's closed.
Yeah. The moose out front should have told you. God. I thought about that again the other day.
Did you really? Yeah. Bush drove to Kansas City in the 90s to see Aerosmith at
now, this was like
maybe the early 2001-ish. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And, there wasn't a lot of social media at the time, so you were driving down there just listening to tunes. Not hearing at all that the show was canceled like that day.
That afternoon.
Yeah. What happened?
Steven Tyler got sick.
That's right.
It was Aerosmith and the Cult.
And it was Kemper back. It was a Kemper?
Kemper Arena.
Yeah, and you drove into the parking lot. It was empty, and you're thinking, and the concerts aren't empty.
5 o'clock.
It's like Wally World, basically.
Yeah, we drove in, and we're getting out of the car and stretching, because we've been in the car for 3 hours, and security guard, and he was 60.
Security guard
pulls up.
He was John Candy, huh?
You guys here for the concert? Yeah. Well, it's canceled. The singer got sick. And I went, oh.
God, I remember that story.
Pull out my cell phone, and then there's a voicemail from our boss at the time going, hey, they canceled the show.
What's a concert?
Thanks.
What's a concert?
So we went to the strip club and then drove home.
That's right, you had to go to strip club.
Back when you could go to strip clubs.
And concerts.
No, you can still go to strip clubs.
Strip clubs are still open, right?
Yeah.
Not in Florida yet, but
some places.
Maybe you can go to an outdoor strip club.
I've read of there's a drive-in.
Drive-ins are big
strip
now,
club man. In Oklahoma, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do like drive up and they dance outside your car and you toss them some bills.
Two-song maximum.
Yeah.
You get to stay for 2 songs and then you got to move on.
Really? And they dance outside your...
Yeah.
David, can kids peek through the fence? I mean, this is outdoors, right?
Oh, no, they have a booth.
Oh, booth, got it. You pull in.
You pull up next to the booth.
One of those big canopy things, for cars.
And then you watch her dance, and then you move on.
All right.
After throwing her some money, I assume.
You know, if you're in one of those tent things.
Can she give you a lap dance on your seat in your car? Can she crawl in there for another 30 bucks?
Now that's touching.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't touch.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Is you don't
can
get
you
out
tug
of,
it?
You don't get out of your car.
They look at it. Can you yell that to him?
It was not explained in the news piece that I read.
Yeah, I have more questions.
See, that's the thing. I have that question.
You're in a car, and it's just a stripper outside. You say, listen, I'm going to give you 30 bucks, but I'm gonna touch myself.
And
that stuck in the tape.
Well, and if you're in an enclosed area.
Right, nobody can see you touching it.
Right, if you're in a garage type thing or some sort of drive-through thing. A carport, for instance.
Why can't you grab it?
Yeah, why wouldn't you treat that as you would a VIP room?
Right.
Well, but that may not be fair either, because the VIP room might not let you, doesn't let you take care of yourself.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, some do.
No, but sometimes they do, though. They do anyway.
The women do.
Yeah, the women do.
Yeah, but not you yourself.
No.
Oh, no, sometimes
they... A little manual assist.
They allow that. Say it's the early 90s and... seedy strip club in Louisville,
for instance.
Sometimes they allow that.
Their stories.
I've heard.
Now,
I've always pictured that scene. Todd's been describing that to me for years.
That's the first time I've heard that, and that is terrible.
I think he told me that years ago.
It's an awful visual.
Right?
Oh, God.
It was early 90s, though. He was peeling off some short shorts, I'm sure. He was peeling off some short jean shorts back then.
Still terrible to even visualize.
Well, he's not looking at you. He's looking at the hot chick.
Yeah.
But she just looked back. That means your head's going back. Eyes falling back in your head.
So I was going to wait to bring this story up, but I'll just bring it up now.
All right, do it.
It's along the same lines, sort of.
Of masturbating in the VIP room?
Yes.
Got it.
Well, in the car.
Oh, in the car. Got it.
22-year-old pizza delivery man.
Yeah.
Stephen Lee Donovan.
Oh, there were no strippers involved in this scenario.
I'm not suggesting that they're not. I don't know what his girlfriend is. I don't know her how she makes her money. 22-year-old pizza delivery man parked outside the Circle K, the convenience store.
Already getting hot.
In Fruitland Park, Florida, in his 1996 Honda Civic.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a pizza delivery machine.
Yes, it is.
A woman whose car was parked next to the Honda, an off-duty cop.
You said duty.
Noticed that Mr. Donovan had his penis in his hand, and there were up and down motions.
Was the pizza already delivered?
Yeah, that was my question. Was there pizza in the vehicle with him?
No word on that.
He wasn't adding any
He just
toppings.
Happens to be a delivery man. He wasn't delivering pizza at the time.
Okay. Got it. So nobody's okay. food was messed with
right.
here.
Right. So the off-duty cop noticed that he had his penis in his hand and there were up and down motions. A review of surveillance footage captured the subject who wore a black mask. He was wearing a mask, at least.
Oh, good.
Oh, you mean like the COVID mask?
I guess so. He was wearing a mask. The surveillance footage showed him pulling his pants down as he grabs his genital area, end quote, and then, quote, making a continual motion with his genital area, end quote. Cops tracked the vehicle to a residence where they found Donovan and his 20-year-old girlfriend, Maxine Monroe. Donovan was arrested, handcuffed, and placed in the rear of the patrol car. The girlfriend, Ms. Monroe, asked to speak with Donovan. Their conversation was recorded by a dash cam. Donovan was very apologetic to the girlfriend. He told her that he was just horny and was masturbating to pornography.
Yeah, I had no problem with
that. And then he told her that he just didn't think masturbating in his car was illegal.
You got to keep on whacking.
Man.
Well, where was she?
She was at home.
She was at home. Okay.
Yeah, they followed him to her place.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he's got to put up with the wife, the girlfriend yelling at him, too.
Well, she didn't seem to care.
Okay, got it. Keep your willy in your pants.
He's probably told her that before.
Yeah.
That he didn't think masturbating in the car was illegal? No. You only get by with that once.
Okay.
Well, after they tell you the one time, you're supposed to remember.
Yeah, he's done it before. He just hasn't gotten caught.
Maybe. So now he's charged with exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. Now, do you get charged with exposing your sexual organs if if there's women dancing around your car in the carport?
Well, if it's a cop right there, you're right. You probably can't do it, I guess.
You mean if there's anyone to see you that's not involved?
Yeah. Well, it's not involved, right, yeah. Did he orgasm in 30 minutes or less?
I hope so. All right. Otherwise, your arm gets a little tired if you're going.
I worked for Domino's, by the way, back in the day, so I knew how to masturbate in the car.
He might have been taking his time.
In 30 minutes or less.
Being nice to himself.
Well, if I had extra time once a pizza was delivered, what the hell?
Yeah, your drive-up strip club scenario, that would technically be private property, wouldn't it? So you're not masturbating in public.
Well, probably. We don't know their exact circumstances.
Believe me, strippers are going to say, go for it, dude.
But there also might be a policy.
It's extra cash. I'm not touching it.
They might have a policy that says, no, you got to keep your hands to your, not just to yourself.
Hands on the wheel.
Yeah. Keep both hands on the wheel.
Or just, bring a blanket with you.
How about bring a cool girl with you and have her do stuff while you're looking at somebody hotter?
Ooh, that's a, you're looking.
But don't say it that way.
I want to say that's a tough pull, but.
I don't know. There are dudes that can do that.
Yes.
That's true.
But don't say it that way.
It's rare.
I'd say there's
chicks. I don't know. Women are...
They're into it.
They'll go for that. Yeah, there are a number of women that would go for that. For sure.
But don't say the stripper's hotter.
You're
going
to have to frame it very carefully.
Yes.
Reasonably so. In a way that's compatible with her, with your relationship with her.
Right.
Offer her the same deal. I'll take care of you while we pull into a Chippendale carport.
That would be a lot more difficult.
No.
Yeah.
Because she might be just as interested in that girl.
Oh, in the car.
As the guy is.
Yeah, because you're in the car.
Oh, you get that part, too. Right. Yeah, the girls are into that.
If the girl's going to a strip
club. It's a cuckold situation.
Right, she's probably into strippers herself.
Oh, well, then she won't be able to see the stripper while she's...
Did you see what I was going there for?
Yes.
My arms were somebody's legs, by the way.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I got it.
You figured it out.
I didn't need it, but I got it.
What's the better visual, what I just did or imagining Todd in that Louisville strip club?
What you did. Hands down.
Or up. All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have a death to report. Notable, not famous.
All right. Anybody have him in the Deadpool?
I haven't even
argument?
Checked.
Okay.
Because my argument is notable, not famous.
All right.
He is one of two guys that designed the first modern computer mouse back in 1968.
Yeah, that's notable.
Even then, barely.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, obviously, the mouse was, it wasn't like Wozniak or those guys, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, his thing was a game changer, right. But he was not right. Famous.
The first mouse was a pine wood block with a button on top. The cursor the men were using was called a cat. So it only made sense that this other thing would be called a mouse.
Oh, I got it. That's where it came from, huh?
Yeah.
I figured because it, you know, it's got the cord looks like a tail.
Yeah.
That's what I figured it looked like, you know.
I always thought that too.
Yeah, and it makes sense, but when they were doing this in the 60s, the thing that they were chasing around, you know, the
what do they call
cursor.
That ball thing?
That.
Okay.
The ball.
So, yeah, so people that know what they're doing just call it the ball.
Yeah.
Other people call it the ball thing.
Because I can handle this ball.
It's not the only one.
I'm quick.
That stuck to the tape, maybe?
Yeah. You two bald freak. I got one ball over here. You two bald freak. That stuck to the tape, too.
People who seek out novel and powerful sensations are more prone to taking risks.
Oh, is that like drug use?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Or skydiving, things like that. Powerful.
And who perceive bitter taste more intensely are more likely to prefer bitter, pale ale-style beers and drink them more often, according to research from Penn.
I don't like pale ale, though.
So. Nor I. They were surprised because most researchers find that people who experience bitterness more intensely avoid bitter food and drink.
You would think this show would be all about bitterness.
It is, but yeah. Not the taste.
Not the taste.
Right. They say that people who experience bitterness more intensely avoid bitter food or drink. So with heightened bitterness, then they like it less, they consume it less. But here, they found that people who seek higher sensations and are more risk-taking, they like bitter beer, like the India Pale Ales, and they have a greater bitter taste perception.
Push, you like that stuff. You like the pale ales.
I do, right. Yeah.
You know, I did for a while, and it was one of those things where, you know, we're usually, you got to develop a taste for it. But I somehow developed a distaste for the IPAs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And went back to the lagers and the pilsners.
Yeah, me too.
It's even with me, it's not something I can drink all night.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you could.
It's a
yeah.
couple, maybe three tops.
Now, we have mentioned before that there are links have been found between spicy foods and high sensation seeking, risk taking personality traits. This does it with bitterness. Same thing.
Well, we're bitter.
Yeah.
But for other reasons.
We do it with bitterness.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time.
Greg, you turn that penis around there and that thing there. You get a drawing of a penis on your microphone box there and it just stares at me all morning.
Yes, it does.
That's a you problem.
I know it is, but it's right there.
Yeah, we'll face it, puss.
Turn it towards Nick.
It is.
Yeah, well, okay.
When Nick
it could be
there.
Either you or Nick.
Yeah.
I see. It's right. It's right in the.
You'll see the penis over Nick's shoulder.
It's right. Well, it's right in the division between my windows, so I can't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the guy that's not Pat Roberts won the Kansas State Republican Senate candidate, will be.
Robach. You said Roberts, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Roberts is the guy that's retiring.
Yeah, okay, you meant Kobach.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, the Republicans didn't want the racist, xenophobe Robach winning.
Well, some did.
Oh, yeah, of course sure. They did. Of course they did. Because he was the guy in charge of the United States.
Yeah, but the Trump guy. Got to win. Democrats wanted Kobach, and so they actually threw $5 million into the race for Kobach.
I'm sure this other guy's just as racist and xenophobic also.
He hasn't been able to get on the other side of him on immigration, at least.
Yeah, there was nothing to the right of Robach.
Right.
He was pretty brutal.
Right.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Census Bureau doesn't want to count anymore. They're ending their count early.
Well,
because you know how everybody's shutting down and things aren't getting done. So let's stop some things early.
But I heard this story. I heard this last night. Usually we do it every 10 years, and it's reconciled usually in April of the following year. Yeah. And if we're lucky, there'll be a different president in April. Well, they don't want that because he would be signing off on it. The Republicans want to reconcile it on December, no matter what, if Trump wins or lose. So they can reconcile because they don't want more people voting because that means more minorities.
Yeah, they want to conclude it September the 30th so they can get done by December 31st.
Right. So they are trying to
now only
suppress your vote.
Only 6 out of every 10 households have been counted so far.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have to get it in quickly.
Because Democrats
are saying,
in December.
That's
right.
Probably not cool. Let's not do that.
Reconcile in December.
So we'll see how this goes.
Wouldn't lawsuits ensue? Because
this
has to do with the distribution of federal money.
Right.
But if they're going to screw your district, you're going to want to sue the U.S. government.
Republicans don't want people
to
counted,
do what they're supposed to do.
They don't want people counted. That means you're counting minorities, and they're not going to get that vote.
Well, that's the idea, is to count everybody.
Well, it is, Todd, but they don't want that.
No. Some people don't count, Todd.
Right.
Don't you get that?
Some people don't count.
I actually don't get that.
Some people don't count.
I don't understand that.
Thousands of people don't exist.
They are not there.
Explain that to me.
They're not there.
They're there.
They're not there. I don't care what you say. They are not there.
This is the kind of conversation I could have on Facebook.
Yes.
With a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A racist white guy. They're out there. Plenty of them on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them there. Nick Allen's going to stare at a penis here in a second.
Well, a drawing.
If he's lucky.
Only one drawing. Well,
there's probably
four.
One on his box, too, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, there is.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if he turns this into a VIP room and starts dancing, then he might see something in person.
All these social distances, by the way.
There's that awful visual again.
Of Todd?
Yeah.
All right. Staring at you. Look at me. I got to stop it, too, now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.